When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Michael K. Show.
A 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime. Kansas City wins the game 25-22. And the Chiefs' kingdom has started its own history class.
I don't think Shanahan did anything terrible to blow it. I just think the Chiefs are better. I think the Chiefs have the better player. Chiefs have Patrick Mahomes, who would not allow them to lose. And they have a great coach and Andy Reid, who had some creative play calls. And hey, they end up winning another championship. So you could say legitimately, they're a dynasty. In this day and age with the salary cap, they are a dynasty, not because they've won two in a row, but because they've won three of four, and because they've gone to four out of five. That's a dynasty in the NFL with the salary cap.
The Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, so the Chiefs win the Super Bowl in overtime, a Mahomes pass to Hardman, and they've won two in a row. First time in 20 years that the NFL has had repeat champions. How savvy, guys, is Roger Goodell. Just takes the mic and goes. Does not allow Nance to introduce him so he doesn't get booed. You don't think that stuff is planned?
I noticed how short he was up there. That was a quick one yesterday.
Yep, and did not get introduced. Just took it and ran. So then the Rangers are playing tonight.
That's right.
They beat Chicago in overtime.
Kind of, yeah.
Right. And Chicago is dreadful.
Oh, well, just
so
to put
who's
it
starting a goal tonight?
It's going to be Igor.
Really?
Yeah. Well, they're sticking to their word. They said that Quick was going to start the first two games out of the break, and he did. And now Igor got it back. And listen, they did not play well on Friday, but it wasn't his fault. They just played awful in front of him. Do you realize Chicago had three goals in the previous five games combined?
Right.
And had three goals on Friday. But it's his job, and why wouldn't he play against the Flames? He didn't play poorly on Friday. He was one of the better, I thought, players for them. None of the goals were his fault. So this is actually, I think, what you should do. Then they don't play again until Thursday. So I wouldn't be surprised if you see him, you know, for the foreseeable future here. You know he's going to play in the Stadium Series against the Islanders, so maybe you see Quick on Thursday against the Canadiens. But they said that it's Igor's job, so why wouldn't he play tonight?
By the way, you and I deserve total credit, Don, for the Islanders slapping around the Lightning.
Okay.
We were there, and they won the game big.
Oh, really? It was a tremendous effort by them. And great job by the Islanders. They were terrific. And Mr. Ledecky is a gem. Handsy, but a gem.
How's he handsy?
Because he was very huggy, which I have no problem with. He's an affectionate guy.
I didn't even notice he was handsy.
Oh, yeah.
Really? You were getting lots of hugs?
Yeah, and there was some pretty significant people in the suite, Peter.
Oh, really? Yeah. Go ahead. Who?
Okay, Don, you open the door.
Well, Matt Lauer was in there. The first person ever canceled.
Wow. So
we got a chance. It was weird because Mr. Ledecky said, "Here's my friend Matt," and I looked at him and like it. Oh, I'm looking at like that looks like, oh my God, it's Matt Lauer. I haven't seen him in forever. It was nice seeing him.
And then Mr. and Mrs. Bader with
him. Oh, we got
Harrison Bader's mom and dad.
Very interesting thing, said Peter. We're not going to share them on the air, but you need to hear what the Baders said.
Oh, what? By the way, I bet I already know.
Terrific stuff.
Let's put it this way. Big supporters of you.
I was about to say, I bet I know what it is.
It was very interesting, but it was nice meeting them. And then I wasn't expecting to see Stephon Matteau there. It was kind of strange. And then with Butch Goring, always good to see him.
Wow.
And then Greg Buddle. Who stumbles in but Greg Buddle?
And literally stumbled in.
No, I believe so.
Don, how did you make it back? I thought you had to get back to the city to do pregame.
No, that was going to be Friday.
That was going to be Friday, and then...
That was going to be Friday. Thursday, you didn't have anything. Got it.
Right, but I was concerned about... But I stayed, and we hung for a while, right, Michael?
I hung right through the first period.
I left before face-off, but I did hang out with
yeah, you ate like a gavone and then left.
Listen, Michael, we went blow for blow. Let's be honest. I think you had three
burgers and a chicken.
No. We had fries. The only thing that I ate different, I had the chicken sandwich and you had a second burger. I was going to have a second burger, Peter. I took a bite, then I noticed they brought the chicken sandwiches out. I aborted, and I went to the chicken sandwich. The only thing that I had different than Michael is they had some beautiful pork dumplings that I was going to partake in. Michael did not. But otherwise, calorie-wise, Michael, we went blow for blow.
I think you beat me, frankly.
A couple other things from last night that need to be spoken about.
Please, I want to hear all of it.
Some important comments. You want to start positive or negative?
I want negative first.
I know I've said this, and I know nobody agrees with me, or not many.
Mm.
And I get it. Being a good brother is certainly more important than being a good part of an organization. I'm sorry. The Chiefs overalls for Jason Kelce, it's a lot, fam. It's just a lot. I'm sorry. You literally played in the Super Bowl against this team last year and lost. It's whack to me. I'm sorry. If I was an Eagles fan, that would drive me nuts. Even wearing just like a jersey shirt of your brother, all good. But like the full on, you're a mascot for the Chiefs?
It is odd, but
I know everybody loves him. I know he's supposedly the ultimate mensch and the most lovely guy. So keep in mind, I'm not tearing down the man's character as a human being. As a football fan, I find it annoying. Relax. Put on a sweater.
Now, do we have a comp, though? Because I know we've thrown, Peyton watching Eli win, but Peyton was still in the league. He was still playing.
He kind of was bleeding into the background. He was not so front and center as Jason.
But they showed him, and he was high-fiving his parents and stuff when he won. I mean, that makes sense. A family won a ring together. But, Jason's retired. I get what you're
not
saying, though,
Peter. 5 seconds. Is
not
he officially
official
retired?
Yet.
Yeah, not even officially.
I
don't know. I just, the fact that they literally played them last year in that same spot.
I can understand an Eagles fan being in a way. We should reach out to Andrew to see how he feels about it.
I know. He's going to go, he'll say he doesn't care, and anything Jason Kelce does is great, and he's grateful for his service.
I have a question to ask you, Peter.
Sure.
Because I don't know how to judge it.
Interesting.
Usher's performance. I know Don didn't watch it. Probably watching the Puppy Bowl at that time.
No, I got to tell you. Well, you know what we did? Until the kids went to sleep, we actually watched the Super Bowl on Nickelodeon.
Okay.
And it was an experience.
So they didn't even have halftime?
No, they did. So it was on, and the kids watched it, and I watched it.
They had
it.
Usher at halftime of Nickelodeon ripping his shirt off?
Yes. That's how I consumed the Super Bowl until they went to bed at the half, after the halftime show.
See, it shows you how much of a different parent Don is than me, right? So we're down here, my family, and Charlie said, why don't we watch the Nickelodeon? I said, you can go in the other room and on that TV and watch it. I'm watching the regular game here.
Mm-hmm.
And then he watched the regular game. Because I had a responsibility to listen to Romo and Nance. Don's responsibility instead is to Marco and Jalen rather than the audience.
But I had professional announcers.
Well, you had Ian, you had Noah Eagle and Nate Burleson doing a broadcast for kids. You're not breaking down like a cover two.
Wait, do you really need that? Let's be honest.
All right, Michael, so Peter, what did you think of Usher?
I wanted to watch it with my son, and he liked it. I mean, it was a little irritating.
Here's what Charlie did. He sat and watched the regular broadcast with me.
I don't know if
Charlie's older.
He's older. I mean, the fact that you had, Dora coming on and explaining penalties, anything to get him to learn the game, Michael, he was interested. He was engaged. I was fine. In the second half, I got to hear Romo. I thought it was
Peter
terrific.
Usher.
I thought Usher was great. I thought it was certainly a big hit in my house. Everyone enjoyed it. I'd put it up there among my favorites that I've seen. Great selection. The decisions. There's a lot of like small stuff you wouldn't notice unless you're a music nerd that they did to get through 15 minutes and make it really work. I thought it was fantastic.
I thought it was so good. I'm not being sarcastic. I was surprised how quick it went. And I thought Ludacris was terrific too.
Ludacris was terrific. Alicia
Keys. Oh, that was Ludacris. I thought that was Stephen A.
No.
You never mentioned the Cowboys. How could it be Stephen A?
Alicia Keys was great. Yes. I thought it was awesome.
All right. Charlie made a point, and I thought it was the same thing. He said, because Usher chose like ballads. He said, this isn't getting me pumped up for the second half.
It wasn't all ballads.
At the beginning, it was.
No, he started out with Caught Up, which is up-tempo, right. And then he went back and forth, basically, between ballads and up-tempos. But he closed out with Yeah. I mean, no offense, if Yeah doesn't get you ready for the second half, Chuck.
Yeah, I get it.
All right, good.
All right,
good.
So what was the positive stuff that you had to say?
Well, I was going to say the Super Bowl. I was going to say halftime, I thought was fantastic. I thought the Beyonce Verizon commercial was a lot of fun. And the fact that Beyonce, did you guys notice the, like, I mean, I thought it was funny that Beyonce decided to drop a country song during the Super Bowl out of the blue. Sort of subtle retribution, Taylor Swift, going back all those years when she won the VMA. Everyone's talking about Taylor Swift. Beyonce comes out and drops a country song. Thought that was fun. Also, guys, is it a bad sign for T-Mobile that Verizon ran a commercial with Beyonce and T-Mobile just continues to trot back out the guys from Scrubs?
You're really anti-Scrubs.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I never watched the show, but it's become a thing that they represent T-Mobile.
Well, Don,
and they had
saying,
and Roman Reigns in it.
No, that was Jason Momoa.
I don't know the difference. I really honestly didn't know. Until you just said it, I realized I don't think that was Roman. Really, if you said it was Roman Reigns, okay. I didn't see Aquaman. I would never want to see Aquaman. So
yeah, it was.
I don't feel bad about that. I don't have a problem.
I don't have a problem with Scrubs. I just never watched it. So
I didn't watch it either. But they're not nobody.
They're not nobody. But I'm sorry. Next to Beyonce, they're actually nobody. I mean, they're nobody.
Sorry.
But I bet you they got a bargain on the Scrubs guys, and Beyonce probably got a small fortune.
I heard Beyonce might have cost $30 million for that commercial. I guarantee the Scrubs guys didn't cost that much. What did we think of J-Lo telling Tom Brady to stick around after she kicked out Ben Affleck?
That was nice.
That was one of the better. That was one of the better commercials. It would have been funnier if it was A-Rod and she said, "Why don't you stick around?"
Oh, well, that would be completely inappropriate.
But the theme of every commercial seemed to be Tom Brady. He was in the MGM commercial, the Dunkin' Donuts. There was another one. Like for Tom not going to Super Bowls anymore, he's doing a lot of commercials in Super Bowls.
It's one of the reasons, Don, you have to sort of be rooting for Patrick Mahomes to keep winning these things so we can all just stop hanging from the you know what's of Tom Brady. I mean, is it ever going to end? Like, Mahomes could end this very quickly. Because it feels like right now, if something doesn't happen, it'll just be Tom Brady is the standard for football excellence till the day we die.
So what was the best commercial then?
Did you like the State Farm commercial with Arnold?
It's good. It wasn't my favorite. I have a number one and not close.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it the M&M's one?
No. You ready?
Yep.
The Uber Eats commercial.
Oh, with Jenny and David Schwimmer?
Yeah. But, like, was it Jelly Roll? Like, some with the tattoos
on
his... How
do you Jelly Roll getting in there with Jennifer and Schwimmer?
That was hilarious. Like, it's not coming off. I laughed through that one. That was my favorite.
And what I felt about the commercials, though, they've taken a big step down. It used to be, like, a big happening. It's not anymore. First of all, they released the commercials online, so it's not a surprise. It's not a surprise anymore.
Well, some of them are just like just not funny.
You know what I found offensive? And I'm not being political.
Oh, no.
Robert Kennedy Jr. to co-opt his uncle's commercial.
It's not what you want.
And also, like, who was that appealing to? The 80-year-olds that voted for Kennedy in 1960? Well, what do you? And then the rest of the Kennedy clan came out and ripped him for it.
Yeah, right.
Well, of course.
But I mean, why would he feel that that's a good idea?
Because his name is Kennedy.
I guess.
Well, trying to tie it in.
I mean,
the other one I didn't find. The other, the Oreo commercial, let's twist on it, a dud for me. I didn't think it was funny at all. Didn't like it. I'm going to protest Oreos for the next couple of days because I like them too much.
How about the night for Ice Spice, too? I mean, she didn't know.
Is she auditioning for the role of Annie? I mean, what's with that hair?
I mean, Michael, it's like, it's hard to describe how boomer that statement was.
I'm sorry.
I know,
okay,
I
embrace my boomerism.
No. Hear me out, Don. Not because he said it. Because that thought is like 10 months ago. It was like the first thing anyone said a long time ago. But now, you know, it's been said. That's all. She had an SNL appearance. She's hanging at the Super Bowl. This is Ice Spice. She's from your hometown. You guys are practically neighbors.
William Curry says something very interesting on X right now, Peter. Don's not going to like it. Love you, Don, but how in one segment can you tell us that was the best game you ever heard Romo call, and the next segment you tell us you watched the first half on Nick?
I watched, everybody's so literal.
If you didn't watch the first half.
I probably watched like a little towards the end of the first quarter and all of the second quarter. And then I can't make a judgment based on what I saw for 2.5 quarters?
Not unless
Fine.
You watch the whole thing.
Good. I'm an ass. I don't care. I still think it's the best. Again, I'm not even that big a fan of them, so it didn't take much for me to be impressed. Because I usually don't think that I think they wasted their money. So, good. You win. Yay. You caught me. Sorry.
He doesn't handle this stuff well, Peter.
No, because it's just stupid. Like, I can't have an opinion on a guy for 2.5 quarters?
No, because what if he, like, mumbled for the 1.5 quarters you didn't watch?
I don't care.
Let's go to Carl in Queens.
Like it.
Carl?
That's why I'm reading it. Because if Don liked it, I wouldn't read it.
Don, Peter, Michael, Anthony, can I join, please, again?
Yes.
I wanted to... All the people that will call up, have called up about Patrick Mahomes, he is quite literally the greatest offensive player we have ever seen. There's no doubt in my mind at this point. Peter said he's getting to it. He is. If you have to win one game and you have two options at quarterback, Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes, there is only one answer, guys.
I'm not going to go there.
Yeah, I don't want to go there just
Patrick
yet.
Mahomes,
I just
huh?
don't because the reason – here's why. Can you imagine with the way the rules are right now, how Marino and Elway and Unitas, how they would have played? I don't want to take anything away from you. You can only play in the era that you're in. But everything benefits the offense, and I mean everything. And there's so many great quarterbacks. I just wonder with like a guy with the talent of a John Elway who could scramble, who had a gun for an arm, how he would do. So I know I'm being that guy and like get off my lawn. I just think it's so unfair to just make that statement.
Reasonable.
He's the greatest offensive player. We've seen some terrific quarterbacks that were getting folded in half. I mean, you breathe on these guys wrong. It's a 15-yard penalty.
Yeah, and I'm happy you brought up Marino because I think Marino is the only one talent-wise that you can actually argue is better than Mahomes.
Yeah, but arm talent. Thank you, Carl. Arm talent. Yeah, Marino didn't run. Marino wasn't a runner.
He didn't run. But
Mahomes doesn't run because they don't want to get him hurt, but he happens to be a really good runner. And they employed that in the second half, which is why they scored. Fourth and one, it was going to be him. So, yeah, I mean, I don't think that's a real good comp. But it's not. It's not the same talent level.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to look
now, quarterbacks,
at...
If you want to have a talent level that's similar, I mean, am I off base on this? It's Steve Young.
Yeah, Steve Young had the mobility and the arm and the coaching. There was a lot of things that went into there, too. But there was so much time, you know, wasted in the USFL and in Tampa and in, you know, sitting behind Joe Montana. Like, again, I don't want to take anything away. He is, I think, clearly one of the top five quarterbacks in this league. You can't take it away from him, what he's been able to accomplish. I just think the game has changed so much. Even the greatest show on turf guys 20 years ago with the Rams and Kurt Warner, he wasn't throwing for 4,000 yards. Now guys are throwing for 5,000 yards in their sleep. It's just a different sport now. But the fact that the guy comes through in the clutch... You can't take it away from him, but wouldn't you just love to see some of those quarterbacks back in the day, Michael, that we watched growing up
not
play
be able to be touched
in this type of format?
I agree. Jason in Miami.
Hey, guys. Long time, first time. I just wanted to say I've been listening to the show since 2011. Love you guys.
Oh, great.
Real quick before I make my point, Don, I want to wish you happy birthday. Tomorrow's my birthday as well.
Oh, happy birthday, man.
Thank you, thank you. I've been saying I was going to call in for years, but I've never been able to get through. So real quick, guys, here's a big what-if for you. Right, I was thinking about this last night. So as we all know, Mahomes has lost 3 games in the playoffs, 2 of them to Tom Brady. Imagine this. Imagine he beats Brady in the Pats in the 2018 AFC Championship, assuming they beat the Rams. And let's just say they beat the Bucs in the 2020 Super Bowl. That makes Mahomes 5-0 in the Super Bowl, and that would also take away 2 Super Bowls from Brady, making his record 5-4. What would the conversation be like?
Isn't that a dangerous game to play?
Oh, my God.
If it wasn't for Eli Manning, then Tom would have 9 Super Bowls. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, what if Samuels picks off the pass in the first Super Bowl? What if Edelman doesn't drop that pass in the second Super Bowl? You know, what do they call the Philadelphia play, Peter?
The Philly special.
I mean, he could have been 9-9. I mean, you can't say that what if he won this game, he won that game. He didn't win those games. I mean, that's a dangerous. He lost those games, and the Buccaneer game wasn't even close. It wasn't his fault, but that wasn't even close. But we'll see what happens as he goes down. But you know, perfect he'll never be, unfortunately.
1-800-919-3776. Let's go to Barry in Staten Island. Barry.
Hey, what's up, guys? My first time calling in.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you. Well, my question is, last night's Super Bowl, the overtime new rule, did that work in Mahomes' benefit last night?
How so?
Like, because if they never did the new rule change, then he would have never get a shot at having the ball?
No, because it was a field goal anyway.
No, but if it goes back they to got the ball sudden back. Death.
Yeah. If it was the old sudden death rules, yeah.
Right.
But
right,
you know what? He's the one who started the rule because the Buffalo Bills didn't have a chance to answer him back. So I think he's so good, he'll adapt to any rule and make it good for him.
But it's interesting. What is the narrative today? If it were the old rules and it was sudden death, San Francisco wins the toss, kicks the field goal, they win the Super Bowl. What's the conversation?
That he never got a chance.
Or that he wasn't good enough? You know, then we'd be talking about coming up short. Should they have maybe, you know, instead of trying for overtime, you know, should they have gone for the touchdown? I that just shows you winning and losing, right? And that's how the eras are different. Nothing's gone to a Super Bowl. Only one other game has ever gone to overtime in the Super Bowl, so you can't compare it there. But, like, how many games were won and lost back in the day, Michael, that changed seasons, that changed careers because it was you were one and done in the possessions in overtime?
I'll say something that you guys will hate. I think these should be the rules all year.
They just can't do it. That game went so long. Can you imagine that being a 1 o'clock game spilling into the 4:25 window? You just can't do it.
But that game was so long for all the other reasons, too.
No, but I understood it. So, but even in game time, Peter, if that's a 1 o'clock game, how hot would the networks be if you've got, like, some pedestrian, I don't know, Panther-Jaguar game in September that now because of that like spills into the 4:25 window? You know, I because it certainly would, because you look how long that game would go. If you go an entire 15-minute quarter, Michael?
I just like games played to their conclusion. I don't think any game should be, you know, tied. It's ridiculous in this day and age. Hey, do you want to experience an inflammation of money and happiness? Watch your bank account grow with an extra pep in your step. Catch Jovia-itis, a side effect of not-for-profit banking with Jovia Financial Credit Union. When you bank with Jovia, you may see an increase in savings, growing checking account balances, and reduced rates on loans. Symptoms may include greater happiness, reduced stress, and general feelings of financial freedom. Join Jovia and start spreading the wealth. Hey, to score a touchdown, everything needs to line up perfectly. No different than finding the person you want to marry. When the time comes to propose, well, do what I did. Visit the engagement experts at London Jewelers. They'll make shopping for a ring easy. Let them help you pick or design the perfect ring to fit any budget from their 2 by London collection. London Jewelers is committed to getting it just right. So visit London Jewelers today at any of their 7 locations, including the newest location at the mall at Short Hills. Mention I told you to stop by and you'll get the Michael K. treatment.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
I today am coming to you live from George M. Steinbrenner Field. Spring training starts Thursday.
Yay!
Pitchers and catchers report Wednesday. First official workout with pitchers and catchers would be Thursday. But we're talking Super Bowl today with the Chiefs, two-time champions in a row and three out of the last 4 years. And let's go back to the phones as we talk about what will be looked at as a, I don't know, classic, close to a classic game. I mean, again, an overtime game for all the marbles. You know, when it was fourth and one, I mean, I said out loud, this is fourth in the Super Bowl. I mean, if you get that, if you're the NFL, if you're CBS, you got to love it. Let's go to Tessa in West Caldwell.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I have so many takes about yesterday, and I don't have enough time today with you guys because I know you have a lot of other people that want to talk in. But first thing is, Tony Romo, I'm going to be really honest with you. Like, he's trash. Like, it's not because, you know, he is a former Cowboy, but some of his points, the way he was speaking, I'm just like, let Jim, what are you doing right now? I don't even know why he had that job. I remember a while ago they was trying to get him off the air. But he's just not good. I'm sorry, I don't understand it, maybe because he's Romo, but they need to replace him. I wasn't happy with him. Secondly, I'm going to be really honest with you, I was very, very disgusted. You guys know how I black out, but I was very disgusted the way Travis ran up on Andy like that. Like, I'm like, is he about to punch him in his throat? What's going on? If that was a lower caliber or lower profile player, you know it would have been a problem. You know it. Like, I don't know, suspension just for next season or something, but that was so disrespectful in so many ways. Like, I just couldn't even believe he did that. Like, I kept rewinding it. Like, what is wrong with this goon? I was like, why is he doing that? And then secondly, I'm going to be honest with you. At the end of the day, don't matter how much talent both teams had, at the end of the day, what won that game for me was the coaching. I really feel like at the end, I feel like Shanahan, all his tricks was gone. Everything was out of his bag. He emptied the clip and Andy didn't. And so I feel like he's like a baby Belichick. Like, he always has something up his sleeve. He always has an ace in his back pocket just in case. And I feel like that play at the goal line, I don't know why they didn't think 12 was going to get it. I don't know why they didn't think it. I knew it wasn't going to a superstar. I knew it was going to go to some, like, really kind of no-name player, and it went to that former Jet. So I feel, in my opinion, guys, at the end of the day, what really won it was the coaching. I think that Andy just out-coached Shanahan. What you guys think?
Well, I think you can make the argument that Andy's one of the greatest coaches ever, but, you know, he also, Tessa, has Patrick Mahomes. I mean, and if you looked at a lot of the third-down plays, I think, in the first three quarters, the average third down play that the 49ers had was like third and 12.1 yards. So they didn't, I mean, even Brock Purdy said, I got to do better on first and second downs. And I don't want to start this big argument again because that's not what the show's about. Purdy, to me, he's just not great. I'm sorry, he's just not great. He's really, really good, but he's not even close
he's good,
to Mahomes.
He's efficient.
Yeah, efficient's a good name.
He's good and he's efficient. He's not special.
I thought he made some nice athletic plays.
He did.
And, you know, and he's in only his second year. So I'm not willing to say
what he could be done.
Yeah,
but
in this moment,
it's a huge advantage.
That was a big obvious advantage to Kansas City, a quarterback. Now, can we fast forward 5 years from now and can Purdy become special? Yeah, I think he can. I mean, he was up for MVP this year. So, and as long as he has the weapons and the coaching, I think he's in good shape. But you talk about the coaching. Kyle Shanahan's gone to a Super Bowl now twice with Garoppolo and the guy Purdy who was drafted dead last in the draft. So he's a tremendous coach, but in-game stuff, getting away from the run, the decision to take the ball in overtime. Hey, there were a lot more questions around Shanahan after that loss than I think there would be around Reed had the Chiefs lost that game.
Yeah, I mean, and the most daring thing that Shanahan did, it worked out for him, and I thought it was the wrong move. So, again, as Don said earlier, that going for it on fourth and three was about 50-50, so he went the route that he would have gotten second-guessed on, rather than take the points. And it worked out because they got the first down. They ended up getting a touchdown. 1-800-919-3776. And let's go to David in Astoria. David.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Just quickly, I think for the Pusick, since you have a year to do it, I think you guys should just wait, let Michael finish the season, you know, hopefully late November or late October, early November, and just grow it next year. And also for next year's penalty, I think you guys should do the hot ones, especially since Don likes pain. You know, Michael could do chicken fingers and you guys can do wings. With the game yesterday, the play that I think really Shanahan kind of blew it on was the play out of the 2 minute warning in the fourth quarter on third down. I think in that play, you've got to run the football and force Kansas City to either use a timeout or take 40 seconds off the clock. So even if you kick the field goal, you're not giving Mahomes the ball back with almost two minutes to go in the game.
Well, I mean, that's an interesting point, but I think that they're also thinking this, David, if you get the first down, the game is over. Because you'll kick the field goal with 3 seconds left and the ball will never go into Mahomes' hand. And you got a better chance of throwing a short pass and getting the first down than to run it. And they kind of abandoned the run for a lot of the – I mean, McCaffrey had a wonderful game, 90 and 90, you know, 90 on the ground, 90 catching. But he also had that huge fumble, so maybe they didn't feel that confident. He also looked exhausted in the fourth quarter.
But
he has to come out of the game at one point.
True, but you did see as the game wore on that Kansas City's defense was getting tired. If you had ran the ball, and even Romo made the point, like even if it, like they ran on first down, got no yardage, but good, keep doing it. Keep running the ball. You're gonna wear this defense out, but – you know, he's got a lot of plays, and I don't know if he was worried about the fumble, but maybe he didn't want to wear McCaffrey out. But on that play the caller's talking about, Michael, you got to think, I got to come up with a play that gives me the best chance to get a first down.
Right. Even if it's a pass.
I can't worry about milking the clock and kicking the field goal. I got to do what's best because I know if I convert here, game's over.
1-800-919-3776. Let's go to Bernie in the Bronx.
Good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, thank you. And Don, enjoy your day tomorrow. Many, many more.
Thank you.
The thing I wanted to mention was how much do you think it enhances Mahomes' play knowing he's got a guy like Buchner in his back pocket? Like you said earlier, Mike, it's a 75-yard field now. Mm-hmm. You know, he's got to get 35 yards, and he knows he's got an automatic three. And I was wondering how much you think that affects his management of his playing time in field location.
Well, Michael, I don't think he affects him very much.
No, I think it might affect the way Andy Reid calls certain plays, Bernie.
Right.
But, I mean, Mahomes could have the worst kicker in the world. I think he'd still be Mahomes. But, yeah I think it makes Kansas City better.
Buckner's, he's awesome. But, I mean, a lot of quarterbacks have had really strong kickers. I think it's a nice thing to have. I think you're right, Michael. It's more about play calling than it is about Patrick Mahomes.
Well, I don't think anybody wants to settle for three, especially in this day and age. And Mooney was just as good a kicker. And he had an extra point blocked. Now, were they just saying, because they kept referring to the extra point being missed. I mean, it was blocked, Did you just believe that that was on him, or that that would have been no good had it not been blocked? But they kept referring to the missed field goal, the missed extra point.
Well, I think they said that it was blocked because he kicked it low. Jay Feely said if it was a normal kick, it wouldn't have been blocked. Now, it was low. It still could have gone through. But the fact that it was low allowed it to be blocked.
Now, that has
to be on Moody.
The Butker kick, the 57-yarder, that easily should have been blocked.
Yeah, that was low. And it got right between two hands.
So, I don't know, guys. I know these guys are automatic now, but I don't think quarterbacks are thinking about the quality of their field goal kicker. They're thinking touchdown. They're thinking six.
Mike and Rybrook. Mike.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You got it.
So, if I'm the 49ers, I'm deferring in overtime. You know, Shanahan talked, I think, in his press conference about how at some point, either this week or earlier in the year, he was working with their analytics department around, you know, we want to be the third team that gets the ball, like once right. It goes into sudden death, I guess.
Yep.
And analytics, I think this is the problem we all have with it, is it's great on paper, it's great in a vacuum, but that's not how the game is played. And I can understand, too, that there's value in taking the ball first, scoring, and putting pressure on the other team. But I don't think any of this matters when you take the entire thing of what's going on, and Mahomes is on the other side, right? They had kind of started percolating at the end of the fourth quarter, and now you've got Mahomes who can dictate. He knows exactly what he needs to do to get their team over the finish line, and he's probably, I mean, in the NFL right now, I think he's the guy that you would want in that position, and he's certainly in maybe on Mount Rushmore of people that you would want doing that over the course of the history.
Well, Mike, I think that the only way it really works, if you receive the ball, you got to score a touchdown. Once you score a field goal, it's automatic that Mahomes is going to get a field goal. And then you also open up the possibility of getting the touchdown. So it only works if you get a touchdown, then Mahomes comes back and gets a touchdown, and then it swings toward you. Right, guys? Then it swings. Okay, the next field goal ends the game. It's literally sudden death at that point. But if you don't score a touchdown, all of the advantage swings to the other team.
Well, the analytics have to really come down to this. Forget about everything that's happened before. It comes down to this. What are the percentages of me scoring a touchdown against Kansas City against Kansas City scoring a touchdown against me? And if the odds are greater, then that's what you go with. If the odds are greater that I can score a touchdown against you, then I take the ball. But I think in that situation, because of who your quarterback is and how the game went, I think the odds are better. As good as San Francisco's defense was, that I believe all analytics are going to point to Kansas City's odds of scoring a touchdown are greater. So then that's why you've got to kick off.
Let's go to Jerry in Clinton. Jerry.
Hi, guys. Great show. Hey, nice. Guys, you got to help me out. I'm going crazy. No more Taylor Swift. Please make it stop. Please, no more.
Well,
why?
Season ended. You're good.
Why?
Well, it's
why?
Over.
Why does it bother you so much?
Yeah, why does it bother you?
It's so acted out. It's so not real. She's like a fourth grade kid acting out a play.
How do you know she's acting, though?
I can't take it. I guarantee you, if he wasn't in the Super Bowl, she probably wouldn't even be dating him.
But she started dating him in the middle
before
of the
season.
Before
they were in the Super Bowl.
Well, let me ask you guys a question. When the camera goes on Taylor Swift,
right?
How do you feel?
It doesn't even, I mean, it happens so fast, Jerry. I would start to question myself why it bothers me that much.
Also,
you get a chance to look at, who was the other young lady there?
Blake Lively.
Blake Lively? That's not,
Ice
that's not too bad. Ice Spice? I mean, Jerry, listen, I'm sorry it bothers you so much, but it doesn't bother me at all.
But it bothers me as much as it bothers me any time that they have to, this feeling that all of these directors have to give you a shot of a fan or the kid's parents or their wife or a guy with no shirt on. Whatever. I can't imagine you being irritated by it unless you've got a problem with her. If you have no problem with her, then why would it bother you? Because they're going to shoot. They're going to take a look at somebody. They're going to show the owner's box. They're going to show somebody's wife or girlfriend, somebody famous there. So if they showed Paul McCartney instead of Taylor Swift, would it bother you?
Yeah. Does it bother you when they show Robert Kraft constantly? Does it bother you when they show Jerry Jones constantly?
No.
So there's got to be something that specifically about Taylor Swift that really rubs you the wrong way.
I think unless it's something that you don't like her. The only other thing that I guess I could accept is that it has nothing to do with football. But there's so many other things. What does Paul McCartney have to do with football? Right? Or any other famous person? Or some yo-yo jumping onto a table that's on fire? Like, whatever. I mean, if you're irritated by all that stuff, then you should be irritated about Taylor because it's all just like a wasteful shot. It has nothing to do with football. But with all the other things that they'll show you that have nothing to do with football, why her specifically unless it's something about her you don't like?
The only thing about her that could possibly be distasteful to people is she seems too good to be true. But every single instance of what she's done in her life, the way she...
No, that's not
charities,
fair.
She's ooey-gooey good. I mean, people don't
that. No.
You don't think there that's are it? Things-
I think she can be annoying. I think, like I said at the Grammys last week, there are times when she can be a bit much.
Because she's a goody two shoes.
Yeah, but I mean, I just don't want to make it sound like she's infallible. I mean, I really like her. She seems like a lovely person. I also will say, I don't think, like, to defend the caller, I don't think you have to have the strongest feelings about her as a human being to be sick of the whole act, if you will. And I don't think that you have to believe that she's completely acting and faking the relationship to think that the whole thing's over the top. They've been together for about 6 months, and it's treated like it's the world's greatest love story. It's two multi-gazillionaires who met and now barely know each other, and the whole world fawns over everything they do. I could certainly see how someone would be like, enough is enough already. I personally am intrigued by it, just because she's such a gigantic star. It's interesting to me to see such a gigantic star playing like partner to a tight end in the NFL. Like, that to me is just sort of interesting. But I just want to defend the people who are annoyed with it a little bit. It is a bit insipid at times.
Insipid?
Yeah, insipid. What do you think?
It's a beautiful word. I never even knew that was in your holster.
Yeah, it's always there.
Yeah, wow. He just doesn't feel the need to show off.
Words are like tools.
See, Don, that's the thing. I like to talk in a way that people can understand.
Right.
But then you throw out and sip it.
Right, until that moment. For some reason, in that moment.
it needed insipid. Let me get the definition. And you'll see, Don, how I nailed this.
Oh, the fact that Michael didn't question it's good enough for me.
No, I'm just surprised that he did it. That's all.
Well, definition one is lacking in qualities that interest, stimulate, or challenge. But I like definition two. Lacking taste or savor. Tasteless. Thank you.
True. All right. Good
did
job.
You see? Did you see who Don wanted to watch the Super Bowl with, a celebrity?
Come on.
Did
you see this? Theodore Roosevelt.
Yeah. He's a very interesting cat. You don't think so?
First of all, you have to explain football to him. It didn't exist when he was alive.
No, it did. He was trying to ban it, if you remember. Not that you would remember. You remember reading.
Come on, Michael. You could do better than that.
So, me and Pat O'Keefe wanted Larry David.
Yeah, so
Dan Grosso, Paul McCartney. Dave Chappelle was Gordon Damer's choice. Fred Hammond was Larry's choice. Jerry Seinfeld was Dave Rothenberg's choice.
Who was Dave Rothenberg's again?
Jerry Seinfeld. Peter was Halle Berry.
I'm the only one that makes sense.
Right, the only one that wasn't interested in football.
Don, you know what I am? I'm the only one who didn't take a knee. All right, I took the question seriously.
I didn't take a knee.
How did I take a knee? You wouldn't want to like hang out with Larry David?
Who you chose, Larry?
Larry David.
Like that's beyond. What's beyond a knee? You did more than take a knee. You're an idiot.
How could you say that? First of all, what are you going to make out with Halle Berry?
You already know him. Like,
so
what?
Rick DiPietro chose me. He knows me.
Again,
he was being that guy. He was being trying to be funny and humorous. I get what he's doing. Yummy. But Peter's right. It's a fantasy, Michael. I mean, you can't pick somebody that you have a reasonable shot of actually doing that with.
That's the thing. Mine was meant to be like, what's
my choice?
Hey, I'm the only one that had the guts with somebody that's dead. At least I'm bringing somebody back from the dead. Interesting person, by the way.
For you to sit there and watch the Nickelodeon broadcast with Theodore Roosevelt and explain that too, it would be good.
Yeah,
I'm sure he wouldn't like it. I'm sure
the slime would get him. Do you want to experience an inflammation of money and happiness? Watch your bank account grow with an extra pep in your step. Catch Jovia-itis, a side effect of not-for-profit banking, with Jovia Financial Credit Union. When you bank with Jovia, you may see an increase in savings, growing checking account balances, and reduced rates on loans. Symptoms may include greater happiness, reduced stress, and general feelings of financial freedom. Join Jovia. Start spreading the wealth.
Hey, New York, it is Peter Rosenberg for Security Dodge, Long Island Ram and Wrangler headquarters. Right now, you can lease a new 24 Dodge Hornet RT for only $299 a month with zero down. That's right, $299 a month, zero down, all during the President's Day sales event. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com. The Dodge Hornet RT is the most powerful compact UVI based on 2023. What'd you say this was, Anthony? LHS?
IIHF.
IIHS's compact UV segment. Latest available competitive information. Quickest based on 0 to 60 time of 5.6 seconds. Most powerful based on 288 HP. Best handling based on 0.09 max.
Is that true?
Yes. Skid pad vehicle dynamics rating. A weight distribution, this is big for me, of 52 over 48. And car and driver's dynamic testing.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Hey, it's pond hockey season on Long Island, and ESPN New York wants you to be a part of the action. Head to ESPNNewYork.com or the ESPN New York app for your chance to win a 60-minute time slot at the outdoor synthetic rink in the park at UBS Arena. We all took a look at it on Thursday. It was great. Just scroll down to contests and submit your entry. Join the New York Islanders for some fun in February. Take advantage of special ticket pricing for upcoming home games at UBS Arena and be there for every thrilling matchup. Get your tickets today at NewYorkIslanders.com/Feb. I have to tell you guys a quick story. So I'm driving home from Plot Deutsch on Friday, and I'm in the wrong lane as I get to a light.
Oh, no.
And so I have to cut into the right lane to make a right. And the next car, in my rearview mirror must have been 500 to 600 feet away. So I put my blinker on, and, you know, I'm in an area where I shouldn't be making a move into that lane, but I have to get into the lane to make the right. And the guy is leaning on his horns, like as if I was cutting him off doing 60 miles an hour. And he was moving slowly. So I didn't go in because he was obviously very, very upset. So he pulls up, and like I'm even with him. I roll down the window. I said, dude, why so unhappy? It's okay. And he looks at me, and these big, fat, red, meaty fingers, he flips up a middle finger at me. He must have been like in his 60s, the guy, like me. And I started laughing out loud at him. I just couldn't believe that someone could be that angry with their life and unhappy with their life that was his first reaction, is to just lean on the horn as if I was cutting him off at high speeds. But that's why, be careful out there, people, because there are a lot of unhappy people that will take you down just to fulfill their hatred of life. Big, fat, meaty, red fingers. One big, fat, middle finger right up in my face. Love it.
Wow. I got to tell you, driving, people are really out of their minds when
they're driving. They're out of their mind.
And you're like, of all the places to be out of your mind, this is where you need to be zen. You need to relax a little bit. People, I mean, every time you do anything, people act as if it is like this huge affront to their life. Like, you, even if you do cut someone off. Now, I get it if it's dangerous. I do. If you,
this was all this was being done at 10 miles an hour.
Exactly. So if you really endanger someone, I get having a moment of panic, so you're angry. But in a situation where it's something like that, there's no danger involved, it's like they woke up today. They think you woke up like, I'm going to screw that guy in the blue Mitsubishi. He's going down. I mean,
it was like Andy Reid was flipping me off. He had that same look.
But the Reid is such a nice guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would not flip me off. But this guy with his fat, red, meaty finger right up in my face.
I thought the story was going to go somewhere else. Like, I thought Mike Don, when he flipped him off, I mean, when he said to the guy, why so upset, the guy was like, oh, my God, it's Michael Kay.
No, it was F-U. That's what it was.
I thought it was going to be the guy would laugh and realize how stupid he was to lean on the horn, but he doubled
That's
it.
What I said. I mean, I said, hey, dude, I'm sorry. Well, why are you so upset? And his reaction was to flip me off. And it's just a little warning to everybody out there. Don't get into road rage because somebody could have a gun, a bat, they'll come smash your head. Now, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, I might have gotten out of the car. But what does that do? Who does that help?
Can I ask you guys a question?
Sure.
But I need you to answer honestly.
Okay.
If you're in a situation where you're driving and there's an exit, mm-hmm. It's an exit that you know sort of what the patterns are like, and it's an endless, people are lined up forever to get at, to exit, mm-hmm. and you know how long this is going to take.
Yep.
And you know you can pull up further and ease in without getting in anyone's way.
Yep.
Do you do it?
Yes.
Or do you wait as far back as humanly possible?
I do what you said.
I I'm a fraud.
Go ahead.
I do it, but it bothers me when somebody else does it. I'm being honest.
Same as me.
And if I can, I won't let them in.
No, Don. Don. No,
I understand what Don's saying. I have to wait here.
Me too, but
now you're going to cut me?
No, but hold on. Michael, he had me until he won't let them in. You can't be that big a fraud.
Well, I will say this, though. I will say this.
He was a fraud.
I will only do it if I know that there is that there will be a huge enough gap that I will not bother the person that I technically
You're
got
not going to stop everyone else. And
but I am not going to stop and hold up traffic in the lane behind me to sneak in. I'm not going to do that. If I see that it's rock solid all the way through, then I won't do it. I'll just take the next exit. But if I see that there's gaps, but the people that try to wedge in and you're not letting them in and they're going to make contact with you just to get in, that drives me crazy. But I'm being honest. Hey, it's the same way as a pedestrian. I will try sometimes to beat the light, but when somebody does it when I'm in the car, I honk my horn. I'm totally two-faced when it comes to that.
You raise up that big fat sausage-like finger and flip something.
First of all, I don't have sausage fingers. Even when I was fat, I never look at them. They're beautiful. And I'm not a give the finger guy unless I'm really enraged.
Oh no, it's got to be. That's the highest level.
If you're really enraged, Don, wouldn't you look towards Samwell?
You know what? It's that's more of the mental Peter stuff. This is more if I were to get out of the car and get beaten, I'd go to my friend Dr. Jay Shah. He's a double board certified pain specialist. Don't let your neck, back, joint, or nerve pain slow you down from doing all the things that you love. It is time to reclaim your active lifestyle. Call our friend Dr. Jay Shah today at Samwell Pain. Dr. Jay Shah treats joint, neck, back, sciatica, nerve pain. Dr. Shah is also a migraine and headache specialist. Procedures involve no cuts, scars, incisions, or downtime. Call Dr. Jay Shah to take a non-surgical approach with precise image-guided procedures without pain medications. Enjoy life pain-free. Same-day and next-day appointments available. Go to SamwellPain.com. Put an end to your pain and suffering today. Why wait any longer? Make your appointment with Dr. Jay Shah. Go to SamwellPain.com now. Regain your active lifestyle. Enjoy all of your favorite activities pain-free. Samwell Pain now has 3 convenient locations in Woodbridge, Livingston, and a brand-new office in Englewood to serve Bergen County. Visit SamwellPain.com. You'll wish you met Dr. Shah sooner. Most major insurance are accepted.
Hey, when I'm getting ready for a game, I have to be prepared. I have my lineup cards, the latest team stats, and of course my mug of Bigelow tea. For me, it's Bigelow Earl Grey with a smooth taste that keeps my voice in peak condition, even when the game goes into extra innings. I refuse to settle, neither should you. No matter how hectic your day gets, grab your favorite Bigelow tea. Take a moment just for you. So grab a mug of your favorite Bigelow tea and join the millions of fans that make Bigelow number one in New York. Bigelow tea, the official hot tea of the New York Yankees.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.